when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com in a very special game day exclusive with defensive back 2014 verbal commit Rodney Williams from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, deciding that Syracuse is the place that he wants to go to and will be at the game Clemson versus Syracuse, the first ACC game for Syracuse to ever have in their history, the inaugural game. And Rodney Williams, who has committed to the Syracuse Orange and has been on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora before on WakeUpCallDT.com, joins me now for an exclusive leading into the Clemson game against Syracuse. Rodney, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well, Rodney. Thanks for asking. And I have to ask you here to start off, what made you want to come to this game, Syracuse-Clemson?
Well, first of all, I wanted to see one of the toughest defenses in the country battle out with one of the best teams in the country. So Scott Schaefer is a pretty hard-nosed guy, so I want to see what he has up his sleeves for Clemson and all the weapons they have on offense.
With you committing to Syracuse, Rodney, you're going to be a part of this defense soon enough. So you're in the stands and watching this game as a fan, but are you also in a way scouting the game, scouting what the future looks like for you as a Syracuse player in the ACC?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's going to be a big jump for me from high school football and playing in the ACC. So at the same time, I'm going to be watching as a fan, like, to get the experience and everything like that, but I'm going to be picking up keys at Syracuse does defensively and try to learn as much as I can before I even get to the school. So I'll be watching as a fan and as a student of the game.
Now, is this your first game that you'll be watching Syracuse live on location?
Well, I went to the Penn State game, but this is going to be my first time watching in the Loud House.
What do you think about the fact that Syracuse could quite notably have the biggest crowd that they've had a long time at this game that you're at? What does that mean to you?
I mean, it's gonna be pretty exciting. Playing in a dome already is pretty special. But having the compact place get very loud, and I definitely have to take some Motrin before I step foot in there. But I think it should be a great experience.
With you just mentioning Motrin, Rodney, it reminded me as a kid of going to the Syracuse games and how loud they were, and coming out of those games with a headache myself.
Yeah, definitely, without a doubt.
Now, as far as your team coming in with you, the incoming class for 2014, the future of Syracuse, if you will, what's been your connection to them recently? Have you tried to keep in touch with the guys that are also coming in with you in the upcoming season?
I've been talking to the commits a lot. We have a group chat on Facebook, and we talk about almost every day, like, we build a bond with each other and try to get other recruits to come up to Syracuse as well. But I mean, we have a pretty good relationship now, so we're definitely looking forward to watching this year and being a part of it next year.
Who of the commits to Syracuse for the incoming 2014 class, who's involved on these chats with you on Facebook?
AJ Long, KJ Williams, Zaire, Colton, Irvin, Jamal Cussis, pretty much every commit. So we talk pretty often. So we have a good feel for each other and our personalities and everything like that.
I've got to ask you, who's the funniest guy in that chat?
Oh, the funny. This is a close one. I think they're all pretty funny, but I'm not sure if I can give it away to any single person right now.
Would you put yourself on that list, Rodney?
Definitely. Every time something's brought up, I definitely have to bring a joke involved just to, like, let them know what type of person I am. Like, I'm about my business, but also like to have fun as well.
Keeping with comedy, Rodney, I've thought about this. I've put some time and effort into it, and I have a nickname for you. And with the position that you're playing at defensive back, and also with some comedy in here, I'd like to call you Rodney Dangerfield. And I want to know what you think about that. Rodney Dangerfield, a comedian in history, and the danger that you're trying to cause on the field for opposing quarterbacks in the future. What do you think of Rodney Dangerfield?
I mean, I heard it a couple of times. A couple of my coaches called me before, and a couple of friends. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. You can copyright it if you like.
Here I am thinking that I'm original, Rodney, and now I find out here during the interview that I wasn't.
Sorry about that. Sorry to shoot you down.
I'll just have to cope, Rodney. I'll just have to find a way. But I want to ask you about this game, Syracuse, Clemson. What's the meaning for you? Is there a special meaning to this game with it being the first ever game that Syracuse will play in the ACC and you're going to be there?
Well, I mean, it's huge. First off, it was set up perfectly because I have a bye this week, and I need a couple extra ice baths, so I'm glad it was this week. So playing Clemson, number three team in the country, and probably one of the – ACC is actually a pretty strong conference, especially when they add Notre Dame and I believe Louisville it is next year. But first of all, being able to play in the ACC next year and for the next 4 years after that, it's going to be a huge accomplishment that I actually never even thought of. But for Syracuse coming out to play a top team in the country today, they have a lot to prove, and I feel like with some of our matchups and our defensive playing style that we can exploit Clemson's offense a little bit and just bang them up. And everybody plays different when they're banged up, so I think we can get out of here with this upset, and that'd be a huge win for the first Syracuse ACC game ever.
What have you thought about the Syracuse team this season so far, Rodney? Obviously, you're playing your own games and you're in tune with that, but when you've had the chance to pay attention to Syracuse, what have you taken away from this year's team?
They're definitely a really tough football team. Like, it's a lot different watching some of my friends who are really good in South Jersey and New Jersey like that. But they play hard every single play. Like, they go back to their fundamentals. Like, sometimes when I'm in my game, like, I might lag off a little bit or not take my proper recepts. Like, they're in it every single play. Like, they're very disciplined, and they swarm to the ball.
When you see Syracuse playing, Rodney, can you envision yourself on that field? I mean, are you at a point now, even though you're still playing your final year in high school, that you can almost taste being a member of the Syracuse Orange on that field in orange and blue?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have visions all the time, every day, of my football games. When I came up to Penn State and I seen their defense and punt return and kick return, and I just envisioned myself as if I was out there. And I watch a lot of tape on Shamarco. An amazing athlete, but from the work that he put in. But I've never seen anyone fly to the ball like he did and make the tackles he did. So, I take that as a role model, or like someone I would like to play like. So I definitely try to vision it, and it's gonna take a lot of hard work to fill the shoes of Shamarco Thomas.
Turning the focus back to your final season in high school, Rodney, how is the season going so far for you and with your team as you move forward? How has the team been doing, and how have you been doing individually this season?
Oh, it's been amazing. A lot of people don't look at us as a threat in our division or conference, but we're 2-1 now. We lost to Timber Creek, who's number 2 with South Jersey. They just beat the number 1 team in South Jersey, Williamstown, last night. That was a good game for us. A good way to see how good we really are. But my team, we don't have the best athletes and the superstars on our team, but we definitely work really hard. So being picked last in our conference for the beginning of the season, and we're actually number 2 now. After playing Timber Creek, I believe that we shouldn't lose a game for the rest of the season, and we should definitely meet them again in the playoffs.
With your team being ranked last this season, Rodney, and Syracuse being picked to finish second to last in their division in the ACC, do you feel like that'll help you coming from a team where you weren't respected, so to speak, to going to another team that's maybe not regarded with the amount of respect that they feel like they deserve? Do you feel like that'll help you in going to Syracuse?
Oh yeah, definitely. I've been a part of the team for 4 years now, and we've won a total of 8 games our first 3 years, me being the varsity quarterback. So it's definitely, you have to go through the hard times to get to the good. So that definitely taught me a lot in work ethic and everything like that. But I definitely don't like being disrespected and picked at the bottom of the conference. So it just gives you that extra drive when you're tired or you don't want to do that last rep. But you got to remember that, like, you want to be great. You want to be a great individual, but when you, every single person pushes to the most of their ability, then it's gonna pay off in the long run for the entire team.
As far as where you've been playing on your high school team, have you been in one position this season, or have they been moving you around, Rondé?
I mean, I've been moved around. I play quarterback on offense. Sometimes I get some slot action, get the ball in space. This year they changed me to safety in our 4-4 defense, so it's only one high. But last game, we changed it up a little bit, and I played against Rutgers commit Adonis Jennings. I played corner that game, man-on-man with him. I think that was a tough matchup. He's a 6'3", 200 pounds, really fast kid, All-American. So that was definitely a good matchup for me. So he wound up having 2 catches and 10 yards. So when he came in with about 20 catches, 400 and something yards, and 8 touchdowns already, it was definitely a lot on my plate. But I definitely showed other coaches that were at the game, which doesn't mean much, but reporters as well, how good I can be and that I can play against the best competition in the country.
Who are some of those coaches from collegiate football programs that are coming out and seeing you at your games and hoping that you'll change your mind?
Well, I know Rutgers was in attendance because of Adonis Jennings, and they had a couple of targets on Timber Creek as well. So I think they probably took a further look at me. But I think Boston College, I probably would have got an offer from if I went to the camp after Syracuse. But I didn't believe that would have been a good fit for me, so I stopped after Syracuse, which I committed to, obviously. But I think Pittsburgh, maybe a couple other schools that I haven't been in contact with, might call some of my coaches, and Penn State as well. But I'm definitely locked in with Syracuse and can't wait till February 4th or 5th, whenever signing day is.
Already being committed verbally to Syracuse, does the attention from other schools matter to you at this point?
No. I mean, because I went to the schools that I was interested in, I was about 6 or 7, I went to most of their camps, and they normally had me as the second or third guy and not number one. When I left Syracuse, they had me as the number one guy, which is huge for me. So I feel as though that they had their chance, and now when they see me back on tape or in person 100% healthy, they'll just see what they missed out on.
Strong words from Syracuse commit for 2014, Rodney Williams. Rodney, I have to ask you, score, Syracuse-Clemson, what's the score? Who wins?
My score? I'm going to say 27-21 Syracuse.
Lower scoring game, Syracuse with the victory. As stated by Rodney Williams, that's his prediction, 2014 Syracuse verbal commit for the football program. Before I let you go, Rodney, what would you like to say to Syracuse fans right now?
Definitely don't get down on the team. It's going to be a game of runs. The momentum is going to shift. But it's our home field advantage, and I don't think Clemson's ready for how loud it's going to be and hot. So just stay with your team, and we're definitely going to pull off this victory today.
Rodney Williams says victory. You heard it there from him, Syracuse fans. He is saying that you are going to get the win against Clemson for the first ever ACC face-off that Syracuse will have in their long-storied history. Rodney, I thank you as always for coming on the show. I truly appreciate you being on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com and on the Apple and Google Play Store app, Sports DT. That's SPORTS DT. And at least for the time being, you're Rodney Dangerfield. That's my nickname for you, even if you've heard it from a couple people. Rodney Dangerfield, until I come up with something better. I hope you can appreciate that, Rodney.
All right, sounds good to me. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks, Rodney. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, enjoy the game.
And I hope Rodney does as well, having him here on the show, Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora, on wakeupcalldt.com and also on your Sports DT app from the Apple Store and the Google Play Store. If you go to the Google Play Store, you just have to search Sports DT. That's SportsDT. And if you want to get it on your iPad, your iPod, your iPhone, you can simply go to the website wakeupcalldt.podbean, that's podbean.com/mobile, MOBILE. So wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile, MOBILE, to get the app, and you can listen to this show and over 140 different shows, folks. Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora exclusives, the full Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora broadcasts, and other exclusive interviews that come up. And of course, every single week back on the field with Rob Drummond, who played for the Syracuse Orange, the NFL, and the CFL. And coming back, Double Dribble with Dave Pasiak, the Onondaga Community College men's head basketball coach, now in a decade of coaching the OCC men's Lasers basketball team for the NJCAA. Definitely want to listen into that as we talk about the NCAA, the NJCAA, the NBA. When you look at the talent that's coming from around the country, everything when it comes to basketball, you can listen in to Double Dribble coming up very soon. We did some shows during the NCAA tournament. We'll be bringing it back again, and you don't want to miss that, which you'll find only on wakeupcalldt.com. You can become a member free by going to the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com and literally just clicking on member free, and that'll take you through the easy steps to become a member of the site. You don't have to pay for any of the information, but all the inside information that I have that I get to you, all the stories I write, scouting reports, whatever it may be, and the letters that I get, such as those from the Syracuse men's soccer head coach, Ian McIntyre, who sends personal letters out to me to get to you in the community. You can get those all, but only if you're a member of wakeupcalldt.com, which you can do free right now. And I want to thank Dreisig Apparel, who helped make everything that I do possible with Dan Tatora Broadcast Media. Helps to not only provide you with T-shirts that are given away for the women's line and the men's line and the hats that we have, but also to help me look good when I'm out there professionally in the Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora polos. I can't thank Mark Jones and his staff enough for what they do. Check out Dreisig for all that they can offer by going to the Wake Up Call DT homepage, scrolling down to Dreisig Apparel, and going ahead and clicking on that logo, and that'll take you out to DreisigAthletic.com. That's DreisSSIG, athletic.com. And you can also check out the Dreisig Lady line. That's DreisSSIG, lady.com, with that comfortable fit, the bamboo clothing line that allows you to relax with the clothes that you wear. High quality, relaxing clothes when you want to just take a little break, want to take a break from the kids or a break from studying or a break from going out there and training. Just want to give yourself a minute. Do it with the bamboo line from DreisigLady.com. And of course, with everything else that Dreisig Apparel offers for the businessman, businesswoman, the student, the worker, whatever you may be, and if you're on a team, whatever team it is, wherever you are around the country and around the world, if you want to look good with a product that's durable and comes from a staff that truly cares, click on the Dreisig logo at the bottom of wakeupcalldt.com's homepage and start customizing what you need for your team, your business, or just for yourself when you want to sit and relax. Make sure you go to that Dreisig Apparel link, or you can go straight to DreisigAthletic.com or DreisigLady.com. And Dreisig, once again, is DreisSSIG. I also want to put a special thanks out to Carry and Daily Physical Therapy, getting you on your path to hope. We talk about athletes and getting better. Well, not just for the athlete, but for anyone. We have ailments. There's moments where you get an injury, obviously something that you didn't expect. You may be on a team, or you may just get an injury simply doing something routine around the house. Whatever it may be, if your body's hurting and it's time for you to obviously get better, you don't want to wait. Don't make the mistake that I did. I waited and then had to get on my path to hope a little bit later. And I'm doing well now, thanks to Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy. But the only thing that I would say, if I could go back in time, is don't wait on it. Get out to Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy. One of five locations in upstate New York can suit you because they're all over the place. You can see their locations by going to the leaderboard page of wakeupcalldt.com. And on normal business hours, Monday through Friday, you can call to make your first appointment. 315-652-4323. That's 315-652-4323. And get on your path to hope at Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy. I also want to thank Carvel DeWitt, who's given me the opportunity to bond with the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the entire nation. Not just in the state of New York, not in the Northeast, not on the East Coast, the entire nation. Carvel DeWitt serving the community and everybody who comes in to visit for over 60 years. And the only place to get the wake-up call sundae, which is that wonderful taste of the chocolate, vanilla, or soft serve that you remember from Carvel from when you were a little kid. If you've never tried Carvel, trust me, you take one bite of that soft serve ice cream, chocolate, vanilla, or a twist, and you will never forget that flavor. Stays in your mouth. Truly does. It withstands the test of time, the test of weather, whatever it may be. When it comes to Carvel, there's only one place to go that has fresh, handmade ice cream cakes daily. And just the design, the preparation that goes into what they make. When you walk into Carvel DeWitt, it's not only walking in for a different experience for ice cream, but it's a different experience for Carvel in general. There's a reason why it's the longest-standing Carvel franchise. Jay Cartini and his team do a great job. They give me the opportunity to do that wake-up call sundae that gives you that soft-serve chocolate, vanilla, or a twist, topped off with cookie dough pieces and caramel swirl. Make sure you get in there. Try the wake-up call sundae. They're open every single day of the week, Monday through Sunday. So make sure you get in there. When you get an opportunity to get over there, make sure you check them out. You can get the hours on the leaderboard page of wakeupcalldt.com. And you can also get some of their services if you're looking to do something for a birthday party, a business event, whatever it may be. Make sure you get in touch with Carvel DeWitt. Bring the family out there, girlfriend, boyfriend, best friend, your team. Bring mom and dad out. I do that now. Mom and dad used to bring me to Carvel. Now I bring them out to Carvel. Head out to Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, across the street from Tops. Get over there and get your creation. Find something on the menu that you like, or create something yourself. That's the beauty of it. It's what you want that day from what they have and what they offer, which you're not going to have any problem running out of ideas there. When you look at Carvel DeWitt, whether it's a flying saucer, a Carvelanche, one of their signature shakes, or if you just want to have a hot fudge sundae, head out to Carvel DeWitt, and you will have an experience that you'll never forget. Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, the home of the Wake Up Call Sundae. And I also want to thank FanHands.com for everything that they do. If you're a fan of a team, which if you're listening to the show, I think it's safe to say that you're a fan of something, get out to FanHands.com. It's very simple. You can get it from anywhere you are simply by just clicking on FanHands.com. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to drive to the store. You literally just go onto your phone. If you have the internet on your phone, iPad, iPod Touch, whatever it may be, your tablet, laptop, desktop, head to fanhands.com, find the color of your team, purchase a pair of fan hands, which are very inexpensive, and get out to the game and be louder than you ever were. We all clap. Your team's not doing well, you clap for your team to get better. Your team's doing phenomenal, you're on your feet clapping again. But this enhances your clap. It makes you louder without you having to do anything else. You don't have to lift a foam finger. You don't have to get on a megaphone. You don't have to bring the clapper and hold on to that while you're trying to hold on to your drink. You just get your fan hands, put them on, and start clapping. something that you're going to do anyways, why not enhance your clap and enhance your experience by doing so when you're at the game? Fanhands.com, great product that allows the best fans in the world to truly enjoy the game that much more. Fanhands.com, and you can find out on the fan corner page of wakeupcalldt.com how your purchase of fan hands can actually help the community. So make sure you check that out before you buy your pair of fan hands at fanhands.com. Special thanks to everyone that's ever been a part of Dance Tour Broadcast Media, and that includes you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks again to Syracuse 2014 verbal commit Rodney Williams. I look forward to speaking with him again and also speaking with you again when the fan line opens, and make sure that you call 315-5031-FAN when that line is open. 315-503-1326, and you can catch me 24/7 on facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and on Twitter @calldt. That's CALLDT. God bless. Be well, and I'll talk to you very soon. This is Dan Satora for Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on Dan Satora Broadcast Media. Thank you so much for tuning in.